When I first met the poet, Pablo Neruda, he was already a famous man of the world, an experienced man of the world.
Matilda!
Teresa!
Pablo Neruda's first love. What a beauty.
Matilda!
Rosaura!
Impoverished students together. Pablo wanted to marry Rosaura, but she wouldn't have him.
Matilda!
Rosita, Josephine, Albertina, Hosi!
Hosi Bliss, he called her. Her real name was unpronounceable. He met her in Rangoon when he was the Chilean consul, and he never could forget her. When he tried to leave, she threatened him with a machete. There were always many women. Pablo loved women.
Maruca. Father, allow me to introduce you to Maria Antoinetta Vogelsans, my wife, Maruca.
Matilda!
Matilda! Matilda!
Dalia, here is Dalia. Dalia del Calil, Pablo's second wife.
Who is this Matilda Urrutia?
Dalia, you know her. She's the woman who ironed your blouses in Mexico. The nightclub singer. The nurse who cared for my poor leg.
This letter I found in your jacket tells a different story.
Dalia, Dalia!
This is not a bourgeois marriage. If there's no love, there's no marriage.
My mother came from Argentina, where she had a very hard life. She married my father not out of love, but to escape a brutal home. For a little while, her life was better. But then the gringos came, and there were murders, and my mother began to live in fear. My father adored my mother, and so when she insisted they move to Chile, my father agreed. By wagon, carrying the small children who were my brother and sister, they made the difficult trip over the Pampas and over the Andes into Chile. I was born in Chilán, in the south of Chile, not far from Pablo's birthplace, Parral. My father died when I was only one, as Pablo's mother died soon after his birth. We grew up poor, but my mother gave me riches. She taught me how to grow things, to know the names of plants, of flowers. She taught me how to listen to birds and even to whistle their songs. And she wanted me to have the freedom she had never had. So she sent me to Santiago to study voice.
You met Pablo for the first time at the home of your voice teacher, Blanca Hauser.
Yes, but I didn't make much of an impression. He forgot me almost immediately.
And you were in the movies.
One movie, at least, in Peru.
You toured South America as a singer.
I did, in a small way.
Not so small. You became the mistress of Orson Welles.
That's only a rumor.
You actually did become the liberated woman your mother wanted you to be.
Above all else, I wanted my independence. Until I met Pablo Neruda for the second time, when I was singing in Mexico, and he needed someone to care for his leg. He had phlebitis. His wife, Dalia, was no nurse. And our affair began under her very nose.
You became Pablo's mistress.
Yes. But at first I was able to maintain a certain detachment. Pablo had no wish to leave Dalia. Their relationship was strictly emotional and intellectual, whereas ours was physical.
Dalia was 65. Pablo was 45, and you were...
I was 37.
You were coarse and primitive, while Dalia was refined and elegant. She was his equal intellectually.
Perhaps, but she made the wrong assumption that Pablo no longer wanted sex.
Pablo and Dalia were no longer lovers. They were more like friends. At any rate, I had no desire to see her lose her status as Pablo's wife. That role did not interest me.
A very comfortable arrangement.
The first, yes. But that changed.
It always does.
As our love became more passionate, my life became a lie.
An old story.
I had to leave. Every night I cried. I was losing myself, my detachment, my freedom. He had brought me to Paris. I decided to return to Mexico to begin my life again.
But you couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't. His image held fast, and I couldn't lose it.
Come with me.
I couldn't make a decision. Was it to be love or freedom?
Come with me.
He asked me about my mother, about my father, about Chilán. He took such delight in the gifts my mother had given me, my bird songs, my love of gardens and plants. And I took such delight in sharing these things with him, in sharing all those memories that had been locked away.
Come with me.
Pablo shared his memories with me, his memories of the mother he had never seen, who had died in childbirth. Pablo was always a child, always a sad, tormented boy, pained by the suffering of others and by the injustice he witnessed. He had seen hunger up close, and he would never feel indifference toward it. He began writing early, and he never abandoned his work. He was weak, physically, but his words were made of steel.
Landscape or time, of faces or figures, only of impalpable dust, the end of summer. And of the cemetery, where they took me to see, among the tombs, the grave of my sleeping mother. I never saw her face, and so I called out among the dead to see her. But like the others buried there, neither knowing nor hearing, she answered nothing. She remained alone without her son. come with me? Will you come with me?
Captain and trapped.